This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I will tell you, I came into the show a little fired up just at the reaction to the game. I don't feel nearly as annoyed. Annoyed's the wrong word. Defensive about the Cavs and what we saw last night. I don't feel nearly as that. Like I know I'm saying different of what everybody else is saying, but like 3.5 hours in, I do feel this has been a nice cathartic experience today.
I just wish the game was tonight. And I want the time for us to get players back and potentially have more players be healthy. But I want to cleanse myself of what last night was, and I want to do it almost instantly. It's like when you go to the driving range and you're just hitting some bad tee shots. And then when you get another chance, it's right there. You have another opportunity to hit a shot and potentially have it be good. But you never end on a bad one, Nick. You always end on a good one. Even if you leave balls in the stall, you're gonna end on a good one.
The moment
I said balls in a stall, it just never had a chance, did it?
No, it didn't.
We were doing two things for your brain there. The first one, which is obvious, and the second one, almost going Dr. Seuss, which is another thing that you like to do.
Vanessa always gets frustrated because she'll say something out of place like that, and she won't know she said it, and then the second she looks into my eyes, she'll be like, "What? What are you?" Because I just, yeah. I just
sometimes
light
I
up.
Swerve into it because I know it gets you, and then you can play off of it a little bit. But every now and then that happens where I just accidentally go into it, and then here we are. And now the whole entire analogy, all of it's just ruined.
I know how Bob Ross felt when he said happy little accidents, because they do make me the happiest SOB in town here.
Don't you wish we had a game tonight, though? Cleanse yourself of what you saw last night.
No.
Kind of wipe it away as quickly as you possibly could.
I get to have a couple brewskis tonight. There's no Guardians game. I am going to disassociate with maybe some Restoration Aloha, I believe is the name on Max. Maybe I'll go back and watch a little Righteous Gemstones. No, tonight, I'm not watching any other NBA playoffs either.
What is Restoration Aloha?
Okay, I don't even think that's the name. But
is it like an HGTV type show?
It's like every one of those shows where they're rebuilding.
But they're in Hawaii, so it's different.
And I only watch it because I just love the scenery. I'm like, man, why don't I live in Hawaii? And then I remember they're like Market 83.
You could. There's an ESPN Honolulu. You could totally work at that place.
I guarantee that guy makes.
There 100% is.
That guy makes $27,000 a year before taxes.
Out of college,
I'm telling you right
when
now.
When I applied to basically every station in the country, I was just throwing resumes at them. I definitely threw one out to the ESPN Honolulu
now,
station.
Now, here's the thing. If I had been...
Because I think they responded was part of the reason.
Same thing.
Oh, that's not bad.
If I had been ESPN Honolulu and I got hired at 21... and I just became their afternoon drive guy then, I would have been one of those insufferable people that lives on the island for like 5 years and then starts talking about like, us locals know the history of Hawaii. That's where I'd be.
And you would have embraced talking Hawaii football, but you do it for 40 years and be like, I'm winning.
And I would like start to use like Hawaiian slogans and words within it to let everybody know that I also am hip to Polynesian culture. And I'd get run out because at some point it'd become borderline offensive and just like, they'd be like, dude, you're not from here. Like you don't have to act like you're from here. We should save a great run.
Yeah, we should save all this material for when we interview Dylan Gabriel at some point.
That dude talks to birds. I gotta get to the bottom of this.
Hawaii.
Ask the birds when I die. That's what I want to know.
So you're going to watch a restoration show? You wouldn't want to play a basketball game tonight?
No.
I'm jonesing to... I want to right the wrong that was that game last night.
You realize you could only compound it tonight too, right?
No. Well, that's the other thing, though. But if we go down 3-0, the series is blouses. It's done. Put a fork in them. You're not erasing that deficit, okay?
And it can still be done.
It can be done. We've seen 3-1 happen, obviously. But you go down 3-0 against this Pacers team, as injured as we are, it's going to be, that's night time. Okay. It's over.
So why would you want that?
No,
the threat of that.
Because so then it gives me clarity here. Either that they win the game, we go to 2-1 and they are the team that I think they are, or we go down 3-0 and then I can have some resolution. For now I have 3 days of trying to figure out what exactly this team is and trying to figure out if I've been backing the wrong horse for the entire season.
Are you uncomfortable sitting in it?
I'm uncomfortable at how that game ended. I'm uncomfortable at the idea that people think the Pacers are better than the Cavs when I know they're not. And I'm uncomfortable at the idea that I know this team is better than what they've shown through 2 games. And the whole world doesn't know that, Nick.
See, I'm sitting in anticipation. I'm sitting in the opposite. So we're both sitting in the unknown together. We're both. But I don't hate this space. I don't hate this space if I've been wrong. Because if I've been wrong, then I've been wrong. Or if the injuries are too much to overcome, I'm totally fine with that. But I think we're discounting just a little too easy, or a little too quickly that the Cavs also can prove us right. And
that's part of why I want them to play tonight. I want them to prove us right, and I want to go ahead and wash away all the bad feeling that I have right now, because I believe game 3 is going to go more that direction. The third game we play, I think, is going to go more of what happened in that first quarter and really into halftime than what we saw last night in the fourth quarter.
Oh, see, I think I want the Cavs to sit in this for 3 days. Because I don't know, I'm going to get very spiritual here, but yeah, I mean, the times where I've had to sit in it, and those are the times where you truly figure out who the hell you are as a human being.
I don't need much reflection on this one. If I'm them, I would chalk this one up to have missing 3 of your top 5 best players, and I don't want anywhere in their brain permeating the idea that the Pacers are a better basketball team than them. And if you sit for 3 days, they might start to believe that, and I think that's nonsense.
Oh, see, I think it's the opposite. I think you need distance from this game. I don't think the loss is going to linger. If they're a team that can win a championship or at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, there should be no lingering feelings. If they come out soft as heck on Friday and they just don't have it, then you'll have your answer.
Right now they think Tyrese Halliburton is Michael Jordan. I don't want to live in that space.
I think they know what happened. I think the farther you get away from this, the more logic you can actually apply to this one. For instance, when I tweeted out what I tweeted last night, which was, I'm not mad. That sucks. Hate it. But they played hard. They just had a bad minute. I knew, man, people are going to be so mad at me on social media. But I knew that that's where I was starting last night. So by the next day, I knew I was going to be clear of so much of the bad feelings of last night, other than every time I think of it, I go, man, that really sucked. But as predicted.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The same people who last night were like, I hate you, I will never listen to you again, are the people of the day like, okay, I've slept on it, I see what you were saying, we're moving on.
Was there a lot of that? I hate you, we're never listening to you again? Because that might kill our number one ratings here, Nick.
I think that was the nice version. No one threatened to stop listening, but there were some people who just said, like, pejoratives used in my direction.
Listen, hate listen's fine. Listen longer. I have no problem there. Hate listen all day.
But can I do feel mostly cleansed. Mostly cleansed here.
I'm glad you have like a zen feeling to it all. I have more, I guess, a curiosity feeling than anything. I'm just curious to find out
close,
what happened.
Actually, I actually think we're a lot closer than you might realize. Like, there's curiosity, but I think there's a lot of hope in what I saw from game one to game two. I do think they figured them out to some degree, and I think the longer this series goes on, I think Indiana's a little bit easier to expose across seven games than you are.
I mean, I just hated the idea, and I agree with that. I hated the idea that Ashburner, when he came on, was like, yeah, so all the great teams in the East, you know, the Celtics, the Cavs, and the Pacers. We weren't throwing the Pacers in that mix a month ago.
All right, but yeah, neither was Steve.
Neither was Steve.
And
nobody was.
That's what's I don't want to like hammer Steve for this. But that's what people are doing, though. But that's the overreactionary coverage that happens in the NBA. Why one day Kendrick Perkins is like Tyrese Halliburton's everything that's wrong with the NBA, and the next day saying he's the next coming of Michael Jordan. I'm not saying he said those two things, but that's what you get. And everybody makes fun of Perk when Perk does it. It's the whole damn media.
Right, but that's what I hate. I hate right now for the first two games of the series. Now people think the Pacers are in the same frame as the Cavs are and the Celtics are, and I don't see it that way. I have not seen it that way the entire season. Missing three out of your top five guys should matter in this equation. And if in game three we get some guys back, or even if we don't, show them that you're much better than them. Like, I want that feeling back, Nick. That's why the layoff is going to just kind of suck.
Man, no.
I'm just killing with anticipation.
I think this is a great time for Cavs fans to remember they still won 64 games. To just get back to where you need to be.
Maybe they had to touch the stove to remind them it's still hot. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody could use a little. I mean, we simmered down a little bit from yesterday. We're still running hot here. Like, we are. Like, we can all admit the loss has not completely gone away. If you were playing tonight or tomorrow, man, I think we'd still be a little too emotional. Like, that stunk. But now you are where you are. And now, like, I just see it clear as day. Like, all right, if the Cavs are who we thought they were, they'll go out, get a win on Friday, and then we're going to push that momentum going forward. If they're not, okay. And by the way, just to get out ahead of this one, if they don't get the win on Friday, we don't have to just push the red button that says break everything up. Like,
I don't want that. Because people are already having those conversations. I don't want that at all.
I mean, hell, you won.
This was an injury series, not a talent series.
You swept Miami. And we were having I guess it's time to trade Darius so we can keep Ty Jerome conversation. No, we don't need to have those conversations. That we will, and we'll have them all summer long if they lose a series. We would love it if we could just extend this and then go into the next round and then see where we go from there. But, like, I think there should be a part of it. We should be latching onto the excitement more of it. This is everything in the NBA playoffs, every series, every game, every step is proof of concept. All right? You got beat the first two games. Now show me your champions. Like, show me that's where you can get with this, because it's still there right for you. All you have to do is not take that game last night to heart. All you have to do is remember that's one of seven potential games here. And all you have to do is remember you are the Cleveland Cavaliers who won 64 games. Get back to being that team. Get back to health, and let's see where we go from here.
Or as Jake Vonick said last night, that made my mom infuriated, just make more shots. My mom got livid.
I don't think
she's like, if it was only that easy, Jake.
I don't think they considered it.
I don't think they considered that option. He's like, they should really make that shot in that moment. And my mom's like, that's not how that works.
I don't think
she tried painting a room with me.
I don't think they considered boxing out for an inbound shot more or on an inbounds pass of doing it the right way. I don't think they considered a lot of things. If Kenny had just been like, Shoot it, Jacob! Shoot it! If you'd just gone full Swamp People, I think we might have gotten the win last night. 216-474-0092. Does it make it worse that we have to wait until Friday, wait the extra day, to get the Cavaliers' redemption, or lack thereof, and the injury part of this coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.